Would you watch me in the driveway shooting a puck into a net with no tarp on?
Yes, I definitely would.
Yes,
do that.
That would do 100 million hits as well.
All right, well, let's ask Nazem which one of those three options, which one would he pick? Former Maple Leaf, now with the Colorado Avalanche. Here's Nazem Kadri. Nazem, you can watch Tiger live on the range, LeBron live shooting hoops in his backyard, or Jeff O'Neill, no shirt on, shooting pucks in his backyard. Which option are you taking?
I mean, that's pretty simple if you ask me. Oh, dog, no tarp, any day of the week.
Thank you, Naz.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because you want to see me with the condition I'm in right now, or that's just...
No, I just want to see you ripping pucks, man. That's all.
There you go.
Good
there
man.
You go.
Good man.
I think it would do hits. I think it would get clicks, man. That's what we're looking for right now, is that kind of content. How are you keeping busy out there?
I don't know. I mean, same way everyone else is. Not a whole lot you can do, but just trying to find ways. And, you know, thankfully I'm still out here in Denver, so it's, you know, weather-wise it's been pretty nice. You can hang out in the backyard, at least get some sun.
So, how comfortable do you feel in Denver now? I mean, you've been there 6 months, 8 months, you know, it's your home and you know it's going to be your home for the foreseeable future. But now, like you said, you're in the house and you're in Denver and the whole world is kind of on their own at this point in terms of trying to get through this. I mean, does it maybe in a way help you connect with the city and the market a little bit more?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I've been saying this all along, you know, Denver, you know, the city of Denver and the fans and my teammates have made me feel like I've been a part of the team a lot longer than I actually have, so something I'm thankful for, and you know, who knows, maybe this is a blessing in disguise for everybody.
How would it work if you wanted to come back to Toronto? Would you have to call up Tyson Berry and say, buddy, get out of my condo because I'm coming home, or how would that go down?
I mean, I'm sure we'd come to some sort of mutual agreement. You know, Tyson's a pretty easygoing guy, so you know, I don't think you know, no one's moving anytime soon, so you know, that's something we'll talk about in the future for sure.
So, you know, take us through that decision, Nazem. Like, why did you decide to stay in the States and in Denver as opposed to, you know, coming back up here?
I mean, just I think it was a lot just to pick up and kind of move everything and, you know, have to deal with all that, you know, unnecessary stress. So I got a pretty good setup down here and felt pretty comfortable. And like I said, weather-wise, you know,
right.
We're looking at 25, 30 degrees today, so that's something I can't complain about. And you know, it's nice to get outside and, you know, catch some fresh air, even if it's in your backyard.
With Nazem Kadri of the Colorado Avalanche. So, you know, obviously we don't know what the future is going to hold here and if and when you guys get back and playing, but I'm sure you're aware of this. I mean, everyone's kind of thinking there's a chance you'll be playing without fans if that happens. And you're an emotional player. You know, you're a guy that pisses off fans. You're a guy that gets fans jacked up if it's your home rink. How do you think that might, you know, affect your game emotionally and just, you know, playing in an empty rink in a playoff game, like Game 7 OT, no fans?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll just find a way to, you know, actually stay in a series. So that'll be a good thing. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, I think it'll be different and definitely a little bizarre for sure. And you know, being a player that feeds off the fans and their energy, I mean, it's gonna be different. But you know, I think at the end of the day, coming from a player's perspective, and we just want a shot to, you know, compete for ultimately what we've been working all year for, and that's a shot at the title.
Naz, you talked about your team, you know, the transition going down to Denver. Maybe just talk about how good your team is, and you go from, you know, a guy like Austin Matthews to Nathan MacKinnon, you know, two super elite players. You know, differences in their game and basically differences in your team.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the opportunity to play with some great players throughout my career, and you know, Matt and Nate are definitely standouts. You know, two guys that can take over hockey games for sure. And, you know, just having the opportunity to play on the same power play units and be around them every single day and learn their habits. So it's, you know, as a player, always trying to get better. You watch the better players and see if you can, you know, pinpoint certain things you can apply to your own game. And, you know, they've been, and great guys off the ice too, which which makes it more important for a team, just, you know, for chemistry purposes.
When you first got out there, was there any adjustment? I mean, visitors, when you get out there, you're on a West Coast trip, you might have had some late nights and you get in that thin air, it's tough to adjust. Was there any adjustment when you first got out there, and do you notice it with the visiting teams?
I mean, I don't know if you'd notice it with opposing players or not, or opposing teams, but I think, you know, for us players, it's definitely a pretty drastic change, especially, you know, if you fly out to the East Coast, you know, do a New York swing and, you know, spend 10, 12 days out there and then come back and have a couple home games. It'll creep up on you for sure, but you know, I think we're all in, good enough condition where we can weather that storm, and it's just something you got to, you know, shake the legs off and just keep playing.
With Nazem Kadri of the Colorado Avalanche, we had you on over the summer after the deal went down, and I remember at that point the schedule was out, and I think you guys were here in early December, I want to say it was, and we asked you about that. What do you expect? And you said you were looking forward to it, but you didn't know, you know, until it happens. You can't really know how it's going to play out. But now that we look back on it, it feels like ages ago considering what we're going through. But what was that experience like, rolling back into Scotiabank for the first time and visitors' dressing room, visitors' bench, playing against the Leafs? What do you remember from that night?
Everything. I mean, I was, it's definitely a memorable moment for me. Leafs fans, you know, always have a special place in my heart, and they know that. And, you know, they gave me a nice, nice warm welcome. So a little bit weird being on the other end of things. I mean, I don't think in my 10-year career with the Leafs I'd even walked into a opposing room, dressing room. So that was a first for me. And, it was something I'll never forget. That's for sure.
Well, Naz, we wish you nothing but, you know, health and safety out there, man. We always appreciate you finding time for us, especially considering what's going on. So, you know, be safe, keep active, and we'll do this again down the road. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Always fun. Thanks.
There he is, Nazem Kadri. Still out in Denver. I was wondering about that.
Keep active, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Basically, what does that mean?
Try to keep your mind occupied. It sounds like he's walking around right now.
He's probably got, like, my understanding from talking to Aginla, those guys.
Body break.
Yeah.
Hal Johnson.
I'm Hal Johnson now.
Yeah, keep active there, pal. Stretch out. Touch the toes.
I don't know what that was.
Stretch. I don't know either. It was weird.
We got to get Mulls to roll that back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thanks for coming on. And,
Well, I'm trying to.
Technology, like, and stuff.
That was active. I'm trying to, like, spread out the keep safe, be well kind of thing. Like, you know, every single person we have on, it goes without saying. So I guess I was probably reaching for some alternative, like throw a different curveball at him, like, hey,
Mulls,
keep active.
Try to mash up the Chevy guy with keep active. Throw in a keep active. You know, just trying to, you know, keep active and technology and stuff.
You know, be safe, keep active, and we'll do this again down the road. We appreciate it.
That was great.
I like that. Active, I'm mixing it in.
He must be like, who the hell is that guy to tell me to keep active? What does
I don't
that
know.
Mean?
I don't. I think what it means. I think I was going with, like,
it
don't
doesn't
just
mean anything.
Do something.
It's crazy.
I know, but it's like
that guy's
right
a pro
now,
athlete. Nah, keep active, pal.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have an answer for you.
No,
it was a dumb throwaway. But I guess what I'm saying is everyone's just sitting around doing nothing. Like, try to keep active within the restrictions of the law.
Yeah.
You know, but
it combines class winning and leading, technology and stuff.
Keep active. And yeah, that was not one of my finer moments from the house.
That was amazing.
From
man.
The man.
Keep
cave.
Active to a $4 million pro athlete. Keep active.
Just keep active. Just do your thing.
I love it.
Should be our new sign off to any guest. Keep active.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep active.
What was that guy's name? Hal Johnson?
Hal. Hal's a legend.
And Suzanne, I think. So
yep.
Was it Suzanne?
They were married, right. Weren't they? Weren't they a couple?
Still are.
I don't think they're cooking. I don't know if they advertise that. I kind of get the impression like it's not.
What, so
on
I
the
just
Wikipedia
blew them
page?
I just blew them out of the water or
no,
what?
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. It's not my story. I don't know. I don't even know if I know the truth behind that.
If we don't have Hal Johnson on tomorrow, then we have no idea what we're doing. You better get him on, Grappler. Get Hal Johnson on the radio.
I think Steph knows him.
Yeah, we've had Hal on before. Hal used to tweet when I wasn't active. He would tweet, hey, you better get your ass active. Like, I'm watching you right now, and you look very inactive.
Hal Johnson, see? We want some fitness tips.
Hal right. Johnson was probably the reason why that Hayes went from, you know, the 260 down to 200. You know what
he,
I mean?
He was very motivating. It was he was a motivational figure in that. Him chirping me online led me to realize, I better figure this out. So, stay active. Keep active. Not even stay active. What did I say? Keep active.
Keep active.
Keep active. Yeah.
Buddy, baby, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
That I don't know what to
I
say
wanna
about
do
that.
Jumping jacks. Play that again.
Keep active. Buddy, baby, so you just had surgery. I'm like, dude, you gotta get the blood flowing again. Keep active. I'm a physiotherapist now.
That's awesome. That's my favorite thing.
That was I'm glad you picked up on that because I just said it. I would have never I wasn't even you know when you just get in a zone, you guys wouldn't know this because you don't do the ins and outs. But
usually you're just like, thanks for doing this. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, stay healthy and keep
active.
Like,
keep
what?
Active. It's a perfect example. Like, just keep it simple. And I try to tell myself that, like, just be like, bye. See you later. Thank you for doing this.
Well, at least you didn't, like, have a total meltdown and be like, stay horny and we'll talk soon. If your brain just shut off and you were just like, stay super horny and good luck with everything.
Oh, by the way, it's Joanne
Body
McLeod.
Break?
Joanne
oh,
McLeod.
Joanne
not,
McLeod.
Yes, we knew that. Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod. Two legends.
Not Suzanne. No, Joanne. No.